AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. As he prepares for tomorrow's historic court appearance, Donald Trump and some of his backers are trying to undercut the federal case against him. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Days after being charged with more than three dozen felony counts, Trump's been going after the special counsel who filed the case, calling Jack Smith deranged and his prosecutors thugs. Failed Arizona GOP gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake says if prosecutors want to get to Trump, they'll have to go through her and 75 million Americans like her, adding most of us are card-carrying members of the NRA. Trump is urging supporters to protest outside the Miami courthouse where he'll be arraigned, his second time in 2 months facing a judge on criminal charges. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Crews started demolishing the remains of a six-story apartment building in Davenport, Iowa, that partially collapsed more than 2 weeks ago, killing three people. Ukrainian military officials say troops have retaken another southeastern village from Russian forces, among the first small successes in stepped-up counteroffensive operations. Russian President Vladimir Putin is hailing Silvio Berlusconi as a patriarch of Italian politics and a true patriot. Former Premier Berlusconi died. He was 86. The AP's Francis D'Amelio reports Berlusconi was a factor in Italian life for decades.
First as a media mogul, then as a politician who went on to create his own party and become the nation's longest-serving premier, which is saying a lot in a country known for so-called revolving door government.
Berlusconi died in a Milan hospital where he was being treated for chronic leukemia. The Supreme Court says it won't review North Carolina's decision to stop issuing specialty license plates with the Confederate flag. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel. And this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are moving higher on Wall Street ahead of a big week for markets on inflation and interest rates. The S&P 500 was up 0.3% early Monday. The index is coming off 4 weeks of gains and is trading at its highest level since last August. The Dow was up 60 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite was up 0.5%. Traders will be watching closely on Tuesday when the government releases its latest report on inflation, which is still running far above the Federal Reserve's target of 2%. The Fed holds another policy meeting this week. Wall Street is hoping the Fed will leave rates alone on Wednesday, which would be the first time in more than a year that the central bank hasn't raised rates in its fight against inflation. Seth Sutel, New York.
The Philippines' most active volcano was spewing lava down its slopes, prompting officials to warn tens of thousands of villagers to be prepared to flee from their homes. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.